Check it out one time.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And, of course, Will. Great
hey,
morning.
Will.
How you doing and feeling today?
Happy Thursday.
All right. Yeah. You know, every day's a happy day.
Yes, it is. We are blessed to be here.
Absolutely. Hashtag that part. I wanted to bring up the fact that there's a R&B and soul icon that ended up passing away. We have a lot of people that are passing away, but, you know, 90 years old, Clarence Carter.
He lived a long time.
Clarence Carter.
Yes.
Clarence Carter passed away at 90 years old. For those who may be wondering, like, okay, I heard that name, or I ain't never heard that. Who is that? Who that is? He first gained national prominence with his 1968 classic, Slip Away. And he followed it with a gut-wrenching Grammy-winning ballad called Patches. You know, Patches,
yeah.
I'm depending on your son. Like, you know, a great motivational and inspirational song. Like saying, you know, hey, I need you to carry on this legacy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm gone, I need you to carry on. So to a new generation of fans, he became a cultural phenomenon with the 1985 anthem, Stroking.
Oh, yeah.
I be stroking. That's what I be doing. A staple of Southern soul radio and juke joints across the country. Recent milestones earlier this year, the industry celebrated Clarence Carter's 90th birthday on January 14th, honoring a man who remained active in the business well into his senior years. As the owner of his own label, CG Entertainment, Carter remained a fiercely independent force in music until the end.
Mm.
So RIP to the legendary Clarence Carter, a.k.a. Mr. Strokin. So, yeah, 90 years, though, you know. Like I say, you know, we don't like to lose people, but, you know, you got to.
He lived a good life.
He lived a great life.
Yeah.
And he was blind at birth, you know, so he was blind. So he accomplished all of these things. From being blind at birth.
Yeah.
You know, and he didn't let that impairment stop him from becoming the icon and legend that he was.
Yeah.
You know, so if that isn't motivation and inspiration for people,
I
don't know how much more you need.
Absolutely.
You know, he didn't let that stop him. So I just wanted to definitely take time out and say that. Also, a friend of mine that works with five-star training academy, Veronica, her husband ended up passing away. Some people may have heard in the news or on USFIR that there was a 56-year-old, but they initially said it was a 56-year-old woman that fell from a roof in the 3800 block on North 19th Street, but it was actually a man, and, you know, he had long hair.
So they
were saying that, and that they fell from the roof of 15 to 20 feet.
Wow.
And they said, of course, that the person was unconscious and CPR was in progress.
Okay.
But he didn't survive. So her husband, Frank Obenin, ended up passing away from the injury sustained from falling from a roof 15 to 20 feet in the 3800 block of North 19th Street here.
Sorry to hear it.
Yeah, so condolences to you, Veronica, and all of her five-star training academy and five-star impact friends and family that she works diligently with that as well as child care learning center.
Mm-hmm.
So to Veronica, you have my deepest condolences and sympathy on that. They were married like 20, 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Condolences to you, Veronica, and to the rest of the family and children of Frank. So, again, I just wanted to acknowledge that, especially with acknowledging the passing of Clarence Carter.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, yep, had to do that, had to get that out of there. Shout out to everybody on our YouTube page.
Yes.
While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Hit the bell. And we are on our road to 8,000 subscribers. You know, we're on our road to 8,000
almost
subscribers.
There.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How,
we got over 7,600 so far.
Where we at?
We'll have Will do the math in a moment. We'll be like,
Will,
hold on, I'm not Dame.
Yeah, wait a minute. No, Will quick with it. He quick with the
not
math.
Not quicker
now.
Than Dame.
Not quicker than Dame?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope, Dame is quick with it. And so much so that we'll challenge and be like, we had what? What do you think the 8 number is? It was like, 84? We're like, 81. You're like, yeah. So, but he's there. To everybody on our YouTube page, great morning. Love you and appreciate
good
you.
Good morning.
Of course, Nurse Arian Kawanda is at the top of the
oh,
class.
Oh, she checked in.
Yeah, yes, yes.
She, all right, then.
And then followed by Willie Jones.
Okay.
And of course, Sister Lorena Star Marie. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real, Lori Patterson. Yeah, so they checking in.
All right.
Will, did you get to do your little mathematician type thing?
We're at 7,681.
See, we rolling.
We rolling.
We are rolling. We rolling. We rolling to get to that 8,000.
Like so. And subscribe, y'all. Like
absolutely.
And subscribe.
And also, you can watch us live on Facebook, all at 1017 The Truth and on X. So we there.
We there.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And our Truth Talk text lines are open at 833-212-1017. So you can hit us up.
Yeah,
we want to hear your truth.
Yep.
We want to hear your truth. So how was your day yesterday, Belly?
Yesterday, it was good. It was a long day. Because
mm-hmm.
when I'm not here, you know, I go work with my seniors earlier.
Okay.
So. You know, it was a long day, but it was a good day.
Right.
It was definitely a good day.
Gonna be a good day.
Yeah, it was. It was.
My, okay.
Yeah.
I can't sing.
All my hoes gonna ride. It. I
see,
love
you
that
got
song.
That. You got that. I can't sing. I just got sounds that come from my voice. That's it. Sounds that
yeah.
come from my voice. Don't call that singing. Don't be like, blow, you sing. No, I'm not.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song. So, yeah, we had a good day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
Yeah.
How was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was long, but it was good. It was
yeah.
good. And you know, being blessed to be in the career that I've been and I chose a long time ago.
Yeah,
right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm so used to it. So like when people be like, do you ever rest? It's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But I know how to regulate things.
One of the things I love about radio is every day is different.
It is.
It's this, you go in, mm-hmm. you plan to do the same thing, basically.
That's right. That's right.
You got your basics.
Right. Absolutely.
But every day.
Surprise.
Is different.
Yeah,
surprise.
It is. Yeah, it
surprise.
Is.
Surprise.
And. But I think the character and the strength building that it gives you, like you are prepared for the unexpected, you know,
it
gets you to where it's like, you know what's going to happen today?
Right.
But I'm here for it.
I'm ready
to deal with what I got to deal with.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Yeah. So every day.
Absolutely. I mean, I've gone in
it's
days.
It's like Cracker Jacks. What's in the box today?
I have gone in days where they're like, okay, so listen. We're going to move the radio station
mm-hmm.
while you're on the air. Oh, okay. How's that going to work? Well, you're going to do a break and we're going to go, you know, put the thing in the car
mm-hmm.
and we're going to keep you connected, though. This is going to be the magic of it. Oh, the magic of radio.
Yeah. Right.
Can I just cut my brakes all in advance while we move on down the road? No. You got to do it while you're going, but it's going to be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
We need you live. It's going to work out fine. Nobody ever know. Okay.
And guess what? They're not going to know. And they didn't know.
And they didn't know.
They didn't know.
No, like, you know? Yeah.
You know, like,
and all of a sudden you had a whole new building. And
right.
you're like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got in the car and drove, y'all. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. Absolutely. Again, that's the technology and the way things work.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? It is so advanced.
Right.
It's advanced.
It's so funny. I mean, because when the mic's off, y'all never know what we're doing in here, what's going on.
Real talk. Real talk. the behind the scenes.
The behind the scenes can be real crazy.
Absolutely. Even after having some guest on.
Exactly.
Like, crazy as hell. Like, that was crazy. Did you hear what they said this part?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
And then when we come black, hey, we like to thank our guests. it hasn't happened recently. Right, I just want to let y'all know. Hasn't happened recently.
Yeah. Or we're sitting there and the way we cut commercials between.
Right.
And then come back on and we'll laugh and yuck because we'll mess up everything and then come back after the break and be like, hey, okay, so here's what's happening. You know?
That's what happens when you are a professional.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
When you are a professional, yeah, you have to. And live radio ain't no joke either.
Not,
you know what I'm saying?
Not one joke.
You never know what you're going to get. That's just like when we were talking about the Alexis Patterson.
And then her father calls in.
Her father. We didn't plan that.
Not at all.
But
it's like, but hey, hi, since you're here.
Absolutely. So, you know, we were able to get some information,
yeah.
Which I think is so important, you know, for our listeners and Truth Nation to be able to, you know, hear these things. And speaking of that, you know, when we return, I want to end up talking about the fact that me and Dane were talking about it yesterday, that this bill that the bipartisan support when the Governor Evers supported it and the Republicans were, you know, yeah, and it's going to be a $300, you know, check that people were going to get.
Send me my check.
Yeah, listen.
I don't care. Nobody don't want no check.
Listen.
Send me the check. It could be $500 to $1,000, though.
They said 300. But listen.
But I'll take it's 300.
Not, nah, it's, you see, and so this is why this is going to be a great discussion. It's going to be like a part two.
Me and Dane
had a chance to discuss it, but it failed.
It failed.
And we'll talk about it. We got a news clip for it as well. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101. 7 The Truth. Will be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome black. I'm the legendary Home of Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And the vote didn't pass.
Yeah. What's up with that?
So
I'm just trying to get some money back. That's all.
But I mean, you know, we're going to have...
it should have been $500 to $1,000, though. That's it.
Yeah, but...
If you're going to do it right.
I'm just saying, do we
I need a check. If I get a check back from the government...
Do we sell our soul?
Well,
we will get in the end. So, you'll get to kind of hear it. We're going to play this clip.
Okay.
And
play the clip.
Troop Nation, we want to get your thoughts and opinions on this.
Well, Blake, it's been a day of inaction or closed door meetings. No votes yet. The Senate now set to reconvene here at 5 o'clock at the top of the hour. You see some lawmakers here emerging from closed session. These are some Democratic lawmakers. Democrats needed here in the state Senate to pass this bipartisan deal between the governor and Republican leaders as they go to the floor for a potential vote. Debate happened earlier in the state assembly where the bill there is supposed to pass. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss addressing the negotiations earlier today. Take a listen.
We can show people that we listen and that we are willing to act. And most importantly, that compromise in Wisconsin is not a dead word.
Robin Voss, as the assembly debated the bill, he says the bill, the deal is expected to pass that chamber. All of this negotiated in recent months and announced this past week by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu. Here's what it would do. It would deliver rebate checks to Wisconsinites, $600 for married joint filers, $300 for individuals. The deal also invests hundreds of millions of dollars into schools to lower property taxes and increase special education funding. It eliminates taxes on overtime and tips. As all the attention now turns to the state Senate, the governor addressing criticism he's receiving from his own party.
That's like the dumbest thing I ever heard. You know, you think about that. You know, they're still
All right.
Several billion dollars left.
We'll come. Yeah. We'll bring it back. Okay, that was a
wait a minute. We didn't hear the governor's hold.
No, that because all of that was a clip from before the votes were passed. There's a updated article where it said on WISN 12 News, it says rebate checks and property tax relief bill dies after late vote. So there was the vote ended up coming later. And so there's a story on that. So and that's also on WISN 12 News. And it says in a late Wednesday vote, lawmakers in Wisconsin's Senate rejected a bill negotiated by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and GOP leaders that would have sent rebate checks and property tax relief to residents. The bill passed the assembly earlier in the night. Reacting to Wednesday night's vote, Governor Evers said Wisconsin kids and schools aren't going to get the investments they desperately need this year because Tom Tiffany and a few Republican and Democratic lawmakers chose to blow up a bipartisan plan. The $1.8 billion deal faced backlash mainly from Democrats whose votes were needed to pass the bill in the state Senate. It's a win-win-win, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said just ahead of the floor debate Wednesday morning. We can show people that we are willing to listen and willing to act, and most importantly, that compromise in Wisconsin is not a dead word, Voss added on the assembly floor. Evers and GOP leaders announced the $1.8 billion deal Monday using some of the state's projected surplus. It drew near instant pushback from Democratic lawmakers and some Republicans and candidates for governor. I need a majority of each side, Evers said Monday, and whether that's all Democrats, all Republicans, or a mix, I don't care. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Senator Kelda Royce reacted to Wednesday night's vote. I think the voters want long-term property tax relief. They don't want a short-term election year gimmick that makes it much more difficult to solve these problems long-term, Royce said. Sometimes political leadership requires doing things that are hard and not politically convenient. And that's off the WISN 12.
And that's
news.
Why Democrats voted no?
Yeah. Yeah. It's you know how oftentimes, Bailey, in a lot of situations, and I spoke on this on yesterday's show with me and Dame, mm-hmm. That they can give us crumbs and we'd be like, yeah. We all excited. But we really don't look at the long-term effects. It's like, okay, so now we ain't got to do this. But now, you know, it seemed like, oh, yeah, they're being heroes because they're supporting this. So the Republicans are on board with this. And it's like, yeah, because midterm elections are coming up. Y'all done shot down a lot of other things that Governor Evers have said in the past. This year, last year, you feel what I'm saying? They shut them down. So now, okay, well, we're going to work together and do this. And it's a good thing. We're going to tell you black people it's a good thing. And everybody else, it's a good thing. It's a temporary thing that is not going to fix the long-term problem. And that's the problem that I had with it. You know, a lot of people that, you know, and I know a lot of people that look like me, black people, that $300 would have been gone before they got it.
Probably.
And then all of a sudden, they still behind and stuff. They still ain't got this, but it's like all of the things that were hidden inside the big, beautiful bill. You know, the things that are coming true from Project 2025 that people are like, they can't do that. So far, over half of Project 2025 has already been enacted. So that was my disagreement. But Truth Nation, we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. How do you feel about it? And that's a poll. Will, you know, did you support the surplus bill or not? Yes or no? Did you support it? You know, so that'll let us know who was in favor of it and be like, they should have went on and voted for that. They should have got that money.
Well, here's my thing. So what's going to happen to the money now?
Well, again,
and what are they going to do with it now?
Well, midterm elections are coming up. And again, properly make sure that that money is really put where it needs to be put can end up being put in place. That's how I'm looking at it. Mm. I'm just tired of us being comfortable as a people a lot of times when they throw us a crumb.
That money, like, yay! That money going to disappear.
Nah, it's surplus. It ain't disappearing, but,
It's going to disappear. when Governor Evers gets out of office, when he leaves.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying if a Republican ends up winning?
Yep. It's going to disappear. Well, you know what? We had things over here that we needed to do and probably go fund. They probably send in a contribution to fund the ballroom.
Yeah, but but that's even more to my point. That really actually supports my argument, because if that's what they were going to do, that means they had no intentions on really helping the people and the communities at all anyway. So if it does disappear, that proves the point that here was a crumb, you fell for it, you got on the mousetrap, you got caught in the sticky motel and you couldn't get out. Now what you going to do? You can't say we didn't do something for you. It's like, stop it. It's like some people that do something for you and act like it's coming from the heart, but then throw it in your face. Remember when I did this for you, though? I really hate and dislike people that do that. Because if you're not just doing it from the heart, if you're not doing it from just keeping it real and being a person that wanted to help somebody.
Keeping it real to the next level.
Yeah, and you got to throw it in somebody's face, then that ain't the kind of help that I want. I don't want that. I don't want the where you get on social media and be like, yeah, but he had to ask me for a ride.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Off the Truth Talk text line 833-212-1017. Al said $300 can fix a ball joint or a rod, a tie rod after hitting a pothole.
Goddamn pothole. He said it.
All right, Al. See, that's what I'm saying.
No,
he can fix it.
But yeah.
That's good. That's putting your $300 to good work there.
Stop it. But we want to hear from you, Truth Nation. What's your truth on this? 833-212-1017.
You would just rather not have anything.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not going to, it's like if you could get your hip replaced. Or just get, what is the shots? Cortisone shots for the rest of your life. Will, what you doing? Cortisone shots or a hip replacement?
Hip replacement.
That's all I'm saying. So we got to take care of some bills. Truth Nation, we want to hear from you.
I don't know.
Which one you doing, baby? Cortisone shots?
I'm going to try the cortisone. Cortisone shots first.
But they're going to tell you that the cortisone shots.
It depends how old I am.
It depends. Huh? It all depends on a lot of different. That one depends on a lot of different factors.
If I'm old, I'm not doing that.
Right.
I go.
Right, that part. And the poll is up. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Did you support the surplus bill? Yes or no? That's on our YouTube page. We want you to participate in that. While you're there, hit that like and subscribe. And if you have some commentary, please give us a call on the Truth Talk text lines 833-212-1017. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl.
Hip replacement, Bailey.
We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome back to Truth in the Morning. We are talking about the surplus bill that did not pass late yesterday evening. And we have our YouTube poll up. Did you support the surplus bill, yes or no? And we want to talk
about
it. Which
it would have given you...
$300.
Well, if you were married, you'd have got $600, right?
Yeah, $300 for each person. Woo-hoo! Boy, that'll really cover the mortgage and rent. Okay, woo-hoo! Will, I know it's early in the poll on our YouTube page, but what are we looking like? Did people support the surplus bill? Yes or no? What are we looking at?
31% said yes, and 69% said no.
All right. With that, we go to the Truth Talk text lines.
Y'all don't want no check. Y'all want no money. For real. Listen. Al was right.
Listen.
It'll fix. It'll pay for a ball joint from that got messed up from a pothole. Al, right?
People trying to get Ubers. Which is,
hey, that's a few Uber rides depending on where you're going.
I'm just.
Where y'all going? You going across town?
Well, because of the gas
$30.
Prices.
That's good 10 rides right there.
300 might get you a half tank of gas.
Listen.
We got
the way it's rolling today, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. We got Stacy on the True Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. Great morning, Stacy. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Top of the morning, Homer Blow and beautiful Bailey Coleman.
Hey.
First and foremost, anytime you have the Republicans vouching for it, then you know it's a problem.
You got to give it a side eye, right? You got to give it a side eye.
Yeah, anytime you see them vouching for it, then yeah, it's a bunch of hidden gems in there. And what those hidden gems were, in reality, that $300 and $600 that they was talking about everybody was going to be getting, not actually. If you on disability, Social Security, or if you didn't file your taxes in 2024, you absolutely not getting anything. And plus, too, they based it off of your income. So only 70% of people who actually filed here in Wisconsin will actually get the benefit from it, but it won't go to the actual people in need. And come on now, what is $600? That adds absolutely nothing. And they like to sprinkle in there, hey, we're giving money for the schools. Actually, if they would have provided those funds for NPS, it would have put us in a budget deficit for NPS after the 2027 school year. So they wouldn't even really had any wiggle room to even solve the school problems we're facing now. And third, and before I go, is when they talk about property tax. And, oh, it was a property tax reliever. If you actually break down the numbers, that was only going to be roughly right around $107 for the year.
That's
and it.
It
was only roughly $9
what?
A month.
What?
For. Yes. So
what?
If you look at the numbers, you're only going to save $107 and you aren't going to feel that until the year 2027. So I am glad that they did not vote for this. This is ridiculous. That is our money. That $2.4 billion surplus. I want us as residents in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin to know that that $2.4 billion is ours. We need real, real plans to do with that money and not just throwing it out there. And of course, we know this is a political year. We got a governor's race, Senate races, House races. So it's a political stunt. So they can use to say, see, look, we gave y'all $600.
Yep.
We gave y'all school money. A piece of meat that they could try to use over our head. And I'm glad that people seen that when they voted yesterday, the Democratic representation voted it down. You know, I'm a little disappointed in Tony Evers calling out a few of his own party members. But in reality, the people, we tired. We no longer accepting anything y'all telling us. And this was a bad deal. And that's why they try to dangle out on there, especially the news using school, helped say the school property tax relief. There's not $107 is not a property tax relief when everybody assessor's letter went up $15,000 and $20,000
right.
Every year.
Okay.
So you know what that
means. Okay.
So you know what that means when we get our tax bill at the end of the year, everyone's property tax is going to go up, and that equates to your mortgage going up. When you own a home, mortgage supposed to go down when you pay it down, not continually going up.
Yeah.
Because me and my wife bought our home. It's not a year that the property tax has not went up, which caused our mortgage to go up. And it ain't just $50. It's hundreds of dollars that it equates to.
Yes, sir.
So I'm glad y'all talking about this topic. And I'm glad that the voters who actually voted on the poll, we all saying the same thing. This is not a bad, this is not a good deal. And you're not going to tell us, hey, we're giving you $600. In reality, we're not even giving you that, because if you're on Social Security and you never file, you get nothing.
That's right.
So I'm glad we voted, and I appreciate y'all talking about this. And let's also talk about two other things I'm hoping y'all going to be covering. What are you talking about? The data center being created in Midtown.
Midtown. When you got other people way out that's saying, no, we don't want it. We don't want it. And now you going to try to...
And we like, here, bring it here.
Right.
You know, 105,000 of that square feet is going to be used for storage in the data. They only making community space of 50,000 square feet, which is absolutely nothing. I'm in real estate, so I love everything about real estate. And the proposal that they are presenting is another shame in our face. So I'm glad y'all talking about these topics. I'm going to let y'all go. Happy Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Salute. Continue with the good work, y'all. That's my favorite radio station.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you
we
for
love you
Stacey.
And we appreciate you. Truth Nation. Again, the Truth Talk text lines are open. 833-212-1017. We want to hear from the people that said yes as well.
Yeah, give my check.
On the YouTube poll that we got.
Give my check.
Did you support the surplus bill?
If
you said yes, you did. We want to hear from you. Everybody has their own thoughts and opinions.
The fact that everybody ain't going to get that $300.
Right.
Everybody ain't going to get it.
Right.
I mean, they got, you know.
So it ain't like you're going to get $900 because the other ones weren't eligible for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, we tried.
Yeah.
That's crumbs.
Yeah.
That's crumbs. That is really not giving.
Everybody not finna get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just select people.
Yep. So again, I'm happy that it did not pass. I spoke on it on yesterday, and you know I still speak on it today. But again, it just wasn't. And I love the fact that Stacey.
If I could get $300.
Listen, again.
Ball joints.
Al MKE. You got my girl, Bailey. Stuck on potholes. Which they are filling some potholes. They have been working. They filling some potholes.
Yeah, I've seen
yeah, it's parts that I mentally brace myself because I'm like, okay, these are the big ones. What?
They full?
They done patched them up. You know what I'm saying? I think you got it. We definitely need a long-term fix, but I'm at least happy that I'm not
right now
sinking. Like, you know what I'm saying? The wheels on the bus go round and round. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine what our children go through and grandkids and nieces and nephews when they going to have whiplash? Because those buses don't have the suspension that some of our vehicles have.
Not at all.
And them cheese buses, boy, I'm telling you, when you hit a bump, you hit a bump.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We fly. Yeah. We should have had seat belts a long time ago on these buses.
They got seat belts on the buses now.
Now some of them.
Some of them. Okay.
Some of them. I don't know if it's a requirement, but them little smooth seats that was on there, you hit a bump. See a kid fly from the back of the bus to the front of the bus. Be like, what the hell? School bus drivers, do y'all have seat belts on y'all regular buses now? The big cheese buses?
Yeah.
I know on some of the smaller buses they ended up
having
them.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
But the big cheese buses?
Yeah.
Hey! It's like they're playing volleyball.
Right.
You're going way over there. Somebody let us know, do they have seatbelts on the big cheese buses now or not? But no, we're talking about this, and I just didn't want people to get hoodwinked and bamboozled. And
again?
Yeah. And a lot of people were going, like I said, it was like, woo, go on, give me about $300. Go on, listen. Some of them people, and not all, but just some.
Uh-huh.
Some of those people
that
were talking about, just give me my $300.
Uh-huh.
You behind on your rent right now.
See?
You behind $15,000 to $2,000 on your rent right now.
See?
And you talking about, go on, give me my $300. And guess what? If you would have got the $300, you probably still wouldn't have put it towards your rent.
What? It's
your
$300. $300 is for ball joints and stuff.
They ain't got a car. Some of them ain't got cars.
Oh, okay.
So well, I'm just saying. Especially if they always, can you pick me up and take me to my appointment?
Yeah, they could have called an Uber for once.
Listen.
Listen.
Their cards have been defunct, so where is that, you know, they on the Uber do not take list.
Not that list.
If there's such a list. But it ain't everybody, but it's some. Uh-huh. Some people just are not responsible with money. And some people don't know and have the financial literacy and don't even go take advantage of a lot of the community programs that are willing to teach you financial literacy.
Right.
That's why I'm happy that some of the schools have classes where they're teaching the children and the teens about financial literacy.
Right.
Because if you don't have it, you're going to end up going and trying to buy a bottle of Don Julio Reposado and put it on your waist or your hip and bend over like, see, I can hold a bottle or I can I can put it on the top of my head and all of that. Like, no, you should be worried about making sure that We Energies is getting paid. Your other bills are being paid.
Yes.
You're taking care of your insurance. So if something happens to you or your family, that you can know that you are properly insured. We have to be able to be responsible.
Right.
And like I say, I think that unfortunately, and I think the majority of us are responsible, but there's that minority group that are very irresponsible in handling business.
Yeah.
And they'll do something frivolous with that. So that's my thoughts. Troop Nation.
Getting back $300 says frivolous activity.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, what?
Womp, 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 womp.
What can you do with $300?
Get a half tank of gas. get gas maybe for the next couple of weeks.
That's if you're not driving anywhere. You're just going from point A to point B.
As we get ready to take care
a couple
of these
times a week.
As we get ready to take care of these bills, Will, give us a finale right now on this poll. Did you support the surplus bill? Yes or no? What are we looking at?
38% yes, 62% no.
Yeah. Thank you for participating. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation. Join March of Dimes this Saturday at 9 a.m. for March for Babies at Greenfield Park. Come together with the Milwaukee community to support moms and babies and be a part of something that truly matters. Hundreds have already signed up, and there's still time for you to join the walk. Every step helps support healthier pregnancies and stronger families, especially for those facing the greatest barriers to care. So grab your friends, bring the family, and show up. March for Babies, this Saturday, 9 a.m. at Greenfield Park. Sign up now at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning. listen, we were still talking about
how we trying to get our checks.
Yeah, I'm not. You take that check and shove it, you got something on the Truth Talk text lines? I know I got some on our YouTube page.
Melissa said, good morning. The shots don't work.
Talking about the cortisone shots.
Yeah. Let's see. Al said, I can't stand help when they do it out of pity. Mm-hmm. Take the same help and shove it up your... Ooh. Until you get
that's a little
sugar honey iced tea stands on your elbows. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, Al, I have to edit too much. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I got. That's it. Everybody. That's
all right. on our YouTube.
Y'all
got
to keep it clean.
And while you're there, hit that like and subscribe button. 291 God said they can keep that $300. How about we use some of that money to get rid of these lead pipes in the city?
That's a good idea.
Crystal Clear said it was never bipartisan. It was a black room deal between Evers and Voss. Stacey,
why would Evers do a deal like that? That wasn't.
Well, he's a lame duck. You know, he's not. You know, he's not running again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know,
he like whatever.
Yeah. It's one of those situations. Where,
yeah.
For him, you know, kind of like no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Crystal Clear also said people use bipartisan incorrectly. Bipartisan is when most Dem legislators and most Repub legislators agree on an issue and work towards a bill because the people / voters on both sides want it. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Nurse Arian Kawanda said, right, Homer, that's why I don't ask too many people for anything because of that very reason. Remember when, or if it wasn't for me,
yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Andrew Meyer said, hopefully we have a Democratic governor and Senate in November that will Brable, I don't know, misspellings here, be able to decide how to spend that money in the most effective way. Crystal was right. It was a black room deal. And Crystal said, much like Fetterman on a federal level.
Oh.
You're about to say something before I
let a Republican get in there. That's going to disappear. It's going to go to D.C.
Yep.
It's going to go to D.C. and help pay for the ballroom.
Right.
Because we need that.
What is it now going to be? 1.2 trillion or something? Like,
it's
going to be like 1.2 trillion for the gold dome or something like that. Like, yeah. stop it.
Not a gold dome.
Yeah, that's what it's being called. Jasmine West said $300 will get you 2 bags of groceries.
Okay. I know that's right.
Let's see. Jasmine West said, I only drove the small cheese and those had seatbelts. I knew that the small ones did.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the big ones do, but I mean, they should have a long time ago. So if they do have them now, thank you.
Yeah.
But you know, black then. Yeah. We knew what the top of the bus felt like, you know, boom, boom. It is always, man. Let's see. Sir Chauncey said, not towards the rent, but likely Popeyes, yeah. Tray 5,
okay.
4, and Kraft Royal, and some Don Julio. I'm telling you.
Okay.
LaRon Taylor said, I'm not behind on anything. I own my own business. I don't need $300, but give me my $300. No kids, MPS, no property taxes, single, free, and clear. Now what? Will D9 said, good morning. It's a good thing that bill didn't pass. It's having a saving account. If you have money in there, you don't spend all at once. Yeah. So, And to everybody else who's been checking in on our YouTube page, again, while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the road to 8,000 YouTube subscribers, you know, so we rolling.
Yeah.
We rolling.
We are.
And the True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. Speaking of that, Sherman Park residents are concerned over rising property assessments.
That part.
Well, here's $300 to help you out. What about $107? What about $107?
Going towards your property taxes next year.
Right.
Ooh. Really? That's great. Thank you.
They pouring water. We drowning now. You
okay.
pouring water on a drowning people. Like,
okay.
come on, the community. And it ain't just people that look like us. It's for everybody. That's why for some people that continue to cut off their nose to spite their face, I don't understand it. It's like, y'all acting like this is really a good thing. No, y'all suffering too.
Yeah.
Y'all catching hell too.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all know this ain't no good thing.
Yeah.
And now you want to act like, oh. We sure do need this. Like, stop it. Stop it. What is 300? I see some of the people that are on some of the news stations talking about, and then they cut our health insurance. Is this? And what is $300? The bill is $45,000. We don't have that. You know, I'm just saying. Like,
yeah.
So now you feel it.
Right. Isn't that always the way?
Yeah, it's sad. But homeowners in Milwaukee, Sherman Park, and surrounding Northwest neighbors say steep property assessment increases are raising fears about higher taxes and being priced out of their homes. Absolutely.
Wow.
City officials say the increases reflect strong housing demand and rising property values, while residents argue the spike is hitting longtime homeowners especially hard. And it really is. And look, there are more realtors than there are property. You know, than people to buy.
Yeah.
People are not in a position to purchase a home.
Yeah.
Because of all these different things. But, you know, it's being pushed, and somebody made a meme that was perfect. It had like hundreds. All you saw was hundreds of real estate for sale signs.
Right, right.
But then it only had a minimal amount of people that could try to even buy a house. That could.
You know what? I'm surprised at the number of people and the number of elderly people who don't own homes. I'm really, really surprised.
Well, you know, ask some of the former homeowners in Brewers Hill.
Mm-hmm.
that used to own those big, beautiful houses until the property taxes and the assessments on their homes went through the roof.
Yeah.
And you talking about, you know, a home that they may have paid less than $100,000 for, or even if they did pay $100,000 or something for their home, now being assessed at a $500,000 home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you on a fixed income.
Yeah. That's
how you going to pay for that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Yeah.
So, you know, you balloon them out and it's like they have no choice but to, you know, I can't do it. So yeah. I got it. How can I get out of here?
Yeah.
And now you see Muffy and Fluffy, you know, being walked down the street and AirPods, earbuds in. And, you know, be like, they live over here. Be like, yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. I remember, you know, now we got to go through it like it's a historic landmark. Be like, I remember when my grandmama owned that house. Why you ain't there? Because most people were able to pass the homes down.
Yeah.
But with what the economy is doing and all of that and being able to really afford to live in some of those homes, ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen. And they knew those homes were worth a lot more. They knew it. And that's why they priced them out, in my opinion. So,
Well, hopefully they got a chance to sell it themselves and reap some benefit off of it before they...
You know, some probably got foreclosed out, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, and some people, even back then, they were like, look, I don't mess with this person. They don't mess with some of their immediate family members because they wasn't right. They was doing wrong. They was doing hook and crook type stuff.
Yeah.
Or they mistreated them.
Yeah.
They're like, nope, I'm out here on my own. I get it. I'm living in my big old beautiful house, and I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we got to get ready to take care of some bills as we lead to the top of the hour. It's been a lot of hit and runs that have been happening.
Yeah.
These last few years.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about some of them and also talk about the fact that it was a 13-year-old driver taken into custody after a Milwaukee Shorewood chase. 13 years old.
13.
If you don't get your damn kids. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.